injustice to the men and to the nations associated in this prosecution. I must remind you of certain difficulties which may leave their mark on this case. Never before in legal history has an effort been made to bring within the scope of a single litigation the developments of a decade covering a whole continent, involving a score of nations, countless individuals, and innumerable events. Despite the magnitude of the task, the world has demanded immediate action. This demand has had to be met, though perhaps at the cost of finished craftsmanship. In my country, established courts, following familiar procedures, applying well-thumbed precedents, dealing with the consequences of local and limited events, seldom commence a trial within a year of the event in litigation. Yet less than 8 months ago today, the courtroom in which you sit was an enemy fortress in the hands of the SS troops. Less than 8 months ago, nearly all of our witnesses and documents were in enemy hands. The law had not been codified. No procedures had been established. No tribunal was in existence. No usable courthouse stood here. None of the hundreds of tons of official German documents had been examined. No prosecuting staff had been assembled. Nearly all of the present defendants were at large, and the four prosecuting powers had not yet joined in the common cause to try them. I should be the last to deny that this court, this case, may very well suffer from incomplete researches, and quite likely will not be the example of professional work which any of the prosecuting nations would normally wish to sponsor. It is, however, a completely adequate case to the judgment we shall ask you to render, and its fuller development we shall be obliged to leave to historians.